MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. Cleanup of abandoned oil wells in New Mexico funded by $25 million more in federal money Monday as the Department of the Interior provided a total of $660 million in grants for the work in several states. There was an estimated 1,700 abandoned oil and gas wells, known as orphan wells by industry terms in New Mexico, throughout its fossil fuel operations in Southeast Permian Basin and Northwest San Juan Basin. The wells are typically orphaned when an oil and gas operator determines it financially unviable, and although companies typically pay into bonding agreements, that's often insufficient to full remediate the site. Nicolette Dobbins allegedly set fire to her trailer house, then went to her mother's apartment, set another fire inside the kitchen while her son was in the apartment. Dobbins was arrested July 13, charged with the abuse of a child. Hobbs Fire and Hobbs Police responded to a report of a structure fire. Dobbins' mother arrived on scene, told police her daughter was the only one who lived in the home, and she was unsure if Dobbins was home when the fire began. Police officers able to locate Dobbins on 9th Street. While placing Dobbins under arrest, the report states Dobbins made a random and voluntary statement about being the person who started both those fires. This incident under investigation. People who live in Lovington may soon be paying a lot more for water. Lovington water bills may soon be higher due to a system billing error that has been going on for about 2 years. The error has to do with a decimal placement and an extra zero. Residential customers supposed to be billed a flat rate of $22.89 for the first 3,000 gallons of water usage. Any water usage more than 3,000 gallons billed at a rate of $2 per 1,000 gallons. And that's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.